Today is the commemoration of all the faithful departed, in other words, All Souls. Hello everybody and welcome to this program, which is from the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia. This is Father Tom Casey presenting this program and also producing it. Today is the commemoration of all the faithful departed, in other words, All Souls Day. Today we honor the souls of our departed loved ones. Through the Gospel, Jesus assures us that we belong entirely to Him. He holds us dear as we are precious gifts from His Father. His love for each of us is intimate and profound, and He desires eternal life for us all. In the readings of today, we find comfort. The souls of the just are in the hands of God. They are at peace. This should inspire and encourage us, and also to be hopeful of our own impending deaths, that we too will enter into His glory. But maybe we will have to be purified, just as those who have gone before us are purified in purgatory. This has been referred to in our church, as it says that purgatory is a place of purification for souls who die in Christ but are not yet perfect and need to be purified. Indeed, it's a mystery. A lot of people go to suffering before they die, and in their suffering, we believe they are being purified here on earth. Also, if we go beyond the great divide between life and death, we may be entering into a time of purification, where we need to be made perfect before entering into the joys of heaven. This is why we pray for the dead. We pray for the dead that they may rest in peace. Even those who have lived very well and who we know have not been in any way against what God and what Jesus has taught us, yet we never know the mind and the soul of anybody. And we don't know the state. Nobody knows except the person who is entering into new life in Christ after death. The resurrection is the great promise, which gives us great hope, of course. But that purification, we as Christians here on earth, living now, need to continue to pray for our departed sisters and brothers, our grandparents, our children, and all who have gone before us up to now. We have a duty to remember them and pray for them, that they may be released and may they enter into the joys of heaven more immediately. The Church believes that we do have our duty, and also we have the wherewithal through our prayers in praying for them, helping them to reach eternal joy in heaven. So today and this month, we remember our souls, the souls of the faithful departed, that they may rest in peace. We continue on this right through the month of November. So what can we do? Certainly we can get masses said for our departed sisters and brothers, our parents, our children, or whoever it is that is so close to us. And indeed, it is good to pray for all the souls of the faithful departed that they may rest in peace. We may offer up our sufferings and our trials and tribulations as we have them here in this life, and offer up the suffering that we endure in this life for the good of the souls gone before us, and of course for the conversion of sinners. And above all, and not so much above all, but there as well, we remember that we need to be purified more and more. Our sufferings do help us to become more perfect as we accept and give over our lives to the living Lord who is with us. Jesus himself rose from the dead. This is a great encouragement for us, that we know and our faith tells us that the resurrection of the body is a reality. The resurrection of us, even our bodies, we will come back to who we were at the end of all, and especially on the day of the resurrection of the dead. As we say, the resurrection of the dead, that means the day when, the final day, that all will be restored, and we in our best and youthful presence here on earth will return to that in the resurrection of the dead, the day of resurrection. So we pray for all, and we pray for ourselves, that we may all be ready to face the time of judgment and our dead especially before us, and our dead before us, that they may face the judgment with great confidence, and above all, that they may be purified through our prayers and our sacrifices. So what can we do? We can get a Mass said for the dead and for all our loved ones, and indeed for anyone in particular. We can also continue to pray. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. This is a wonderful prayer, and every prayer is heard, listened to by God. This is a call for us to be more aware in love for those who have gone before us, that they may rest in peace, that we never forget them, that we bring them into our prayers and continue. A lot of people may die, and when you go to graveyards, you find that they have died, and the gravestone, the monument that was put there by ancestors in the past, these have fallen over, and it seems like they have been forgotten. Therefore, we too need to pray and to remember those who have more than likely nobody to pray for them. I think this is a wonderful prayer. I can remember a number of people in my life whom I fear they have nobody to pray for them. So we put them into our prayers as well. May God bless you. Have a good Sunday and a great week and month ahead, praying for the souls of our faithful departed. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing. Amen.